is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with your host, Jordan, your other host.
I'm Tasia.
And Ravina.
Welcome back everybody. Another week of weird news we're going to be doing. I think we're going to start this one off with, you know, a great opener involving LSD, so...
I love how you say a great opener starting LSD.
Yeah, let's open it up with some LSD in the story. This one comes from Half Moon, which is a city that sounds like it's made up, but it's not, I assure you. So in Half Moon, there was a man who was mixing LSD with cough syrup, and that's not the interesting part. I guess that might even be a popular thing in Half Moon. But the trick on this guy is he saved a dog from a burning building.
While he was on the LSD, the drug?
Yeah, the LSD. But no, there's a catch to it. So he was standing heroically with the dog like, hey, he called the cops. I just saved this dog. There's a house on fire. Look at me. When the cops come, they realize that this guy had not just, I mean, he saved the dog from nothing because the...
Oh my goodness.
There was no fire, yeah.
So wait, what do you mean there was no fire?
So he basically saved the dog from... a hallucination.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's
if I came home and some stranger had my dog in his hand saying he saved him from a fire.
And there was no fire.
And
to
there
be
was
found.
No fire. Oh, Lord. I would be disappointed if my dog did not bite the person.
Well, I feel like me, I'd be like very relieved that, oh, thank God, there's no fire here. There's just a man on
That's
drugs.
That's true, too.
And my
but
dog is
I think I would
safe.
Be really scared. Like, why is a man on drugs holding my dog?
Yeah, well, I on the one hand, I'd feel like if a man on drugs is holding my dog, I'd be a little bit nervous. But if the guy just like risked his life to save my dog from a fire, even if the fire wasn't there, I'd be like, well, I trust that man. He seems like he very much cares about animals. No matter
but,
how high he is.
But they broke into his house. So I'd be like, you broke into my house, now you're using my dog and some fire as an excuse? No.
Yeah, because that's really weird. Did the guy who broke into the house, was he the one who called the cops?
I believe that he was the one that called
yeah,
the cops.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, because no one else saw a fire to
that's
like say.
He broke in sad. To save yeah. the dog from the fire. What's How did he even know there was a dog in the house? How did he break in? Did he take anything? Is this all a cover-up?
Well, I think this is actually from his house, Ravina. So I think he's 43 years old. Mm-hmm. He's just, you know, your normal guy in California on LSD mixed with cough syrup.
Happens all the time.
Happens all the... Well, you guys are in California. We know the deal. So... all of a sudden,
I do not think all Californians approve with this LSD cough syrup mixture. You know, mostly when people are sick, I think we would go for the cough syrup. Leave the LSD in its package. Probably would not have ever bought it. You know,
you're right.
This guy, he was having fun that day. He thought he was having fun. Apparently,
yeah. he seemed. Yeah. I guess he thought it was going to be a great idea. I can't imagine the disappointment on his face when the cops get there and they're like, you know, I guess he was standing heroically. He's holding the dog. He's like, ha, I did it. I'm about to go in the news and everyone's going to be the brave man who saved a dog. And then when reality just hits your face, you know?
Yes.
Like, oh, I can't imagine. That had to have been terrible. And it gets worse because now he's arrested for doing the drugs.
Yeah. And it's so sad, the fact that the neighbors... house that he broke into, allegedly, they did not want to appear on camera and do any reports because they didn't want any retribution or reprimand going back to them.
Yeah.
As well as they did claim that this man, his last name is Orchard, I believe, he did as well break into and broke and destroyed other things within their neighborhood as well, too.
Great.
So he apparently was already known as a mischievous person, for sure. Was he charged? Did they give him any?
Yeah, he's charged. And earlier I said that I was so caught up in like the main highlights of the story, I left out. No, he did break into someone's house, but he was charged for breaking in, second degree burglary. There we go.
And third degree criminal mischief.
Yes, and he has he's in the county jail with a bail set to $15,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money to go into someone's house and take their dog and call the cops on themselves.
I can't help but feel bad for the guy, and I know I shouldn't, because it's your fault for being high, but oh my gosh, like what, like a rude awakening, you know, like just the pedestal that you get knocked off of whenever you go from being a hero, like you can't wait to talk to the interview with the news.
Yeah.
All of a sudden going, oh, your bail is at $15,000. You were really dumb this time. Like I guess, a bit of pity for him. Like,
yeah. Well, I guess he got a little lucky because he only got charged with burglary and mischief, but he didn't get charged with any drugs.
Yeah.
You know, he was clearly high on drugs. He didn't get any drug possession charges, anything like that. And I find it funny reading the report here. It says that one of the reasons that he wasn't charged with being high, for instance, and having any drugs was because he drove over yards and through the fence. At no point was he on the roadway, and he had no illegal substances in his possession. So that just gives me the question. You only give DUIs or drug possessions to people who actually drive on the road. So if I go driving on someone's yard, I'm not going to get charged with
that. But
technically, you can get a DUI with riding a bicycle.
Exactly, right?
Maybe they thought the story
was like so funny that they just kind of wanted to give him a break.
Gave him the benefit of the doubt. Like, he called the cops on himself.
I can't imagine that's the loophole on DUIs, where like, oh, I don't want to get a DUI. I better drive on the side of the road.
I think that's a reason that you would get it for veering
right?
off
yeah,
the road.
He drove through someone's fence.
That's the part that I don't get.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I agree with you, Jordan. I probably would not have charged this guy with burglary and stuff like that because it was in a good heart. He was trying to save my dog. He did think a fire was happening, this hallucination. He called the cops. He called 911. He tried to do the right thing. I think his downfall was the simple fact that his neighbors already accused him of being in other problems and mischief within the neighborhood. So they were like, I'm done with you guys.
I think that maybe, like, they're like, how many times has this guy used this excuse of drugs and hallucination and being high? Like, he's probably broken into half the neighborhood because there's a fire happening. There's a burglary. There's this. There's an elephant on your lawn.
He's definitely the guy who called Wolf.
He just keeps breaking and thinking, like, eventually I'm going to be the hero here.
Yeah. So it's like, I would have just be like, okay, if you didn't take the drugs, you wouldn't have hallucinated and then you wouldn't have broke stuff in my house.
Yeah, no.
It's your fault. I don't care what your intentions were. Don't do drugs. Don't break into my house. Do not come for my dog unless he comes for you.
We are on the same page with that. Well, when they were asking, and we already kind of talked about this, but this is actually coming from the police officers. When, you know, the news asked, why didn't you charge him for any of the drugs or anything like that or a DUI? They said, that's when they said, he drove through yards and through a fence. At no point was he on the road, and we couldn't find the illegal substances. So I guess it just came from, like, a pity thing.
Yeah.
But he was incredibly cooperative.
Yeah.
You know, the developers are helping rebuild the door. I think that, you know, when you're being cool about it, when you're going, oh, my bad, guys,
I really screwed the pooch. I didn't hurt your dog. I was trying to save them.
Yeah. I'm sure that helps a bit.
Yeah, because I guess in this case, he didn't do any damage or destroy anything other than the fact that he broke through the door trying to save the dog from the non-birding building.
Yeah. And points for trying, right? Like A for effort.
Definitely
Mr.
A for effort in Half Moon.
Well, do you want to go on with your story? And if, you know, we can't make it in time, we'll just continue on the next commercial.
Definitely.
Let's do it.
So, what's going on right now, some new news, is that it's still pertaining to some women. It's, well, now a woman, but people not in their right minds. There was a woman who actually, she did it. She was caught, reprimanded. She went around spreading peanut butter on people's cars.
spreading some love.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Spreading some love.
Or some allergic reactions trying to kill some people.
So there was, yes.
With nut allergies.
There was a woman in Wisconsin.
I didn't think of it like that.
She had the nerve to go and spread 30 different cars with peanut butter on them because she thought that they were all Trump supporters. And she apparently had it with this election. She completely had it with the election and went into a meeting right beforehand before she spread that peanut butter. She went to this meeting where people were having a conference, started yelling things, and people were just looking at her and asked her to leave. Mm-hmm. And she left. And after she left, other people were like, let's go check on this lady because we don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
And she walks in with a jar of peanut butter, just a normal jar of Home Crafts peanut butter.
So far, she's walked into this meeting room, mm-hmm. and she's holding a jar of peanut butter, yelling at them for liking Trump.
Yes.
And then leaving with yes. the peanut butter.
Asked to be leave the meeting.
Yes. She yelled at the club members about how much she hated him before she was asked to leave. She complied with their request, so she left. Mm-hmm. And so after a few minutes later, she was followed, and a man saw her at a different member's car spreading peanut butter on the car. He started yelling at her, "What are you doing?" And as she got caught, she ran away. She ran to a nearby apartment building. So after they realized that, you know, hey, there's peanut butter on my car. She was holding a jar of peanut butter as she was yelling at us about we're Trump supporters. They realized that there are 30 different cars spread with peanut butter. They go, they call the cops. The cops now go up to this apartment, investigate, knock on the door, and a man is at first, you know, doesn't want to comply with the officers, pretty much is telling his wife not to speak with them, saying that his wife has been home the entire night. And then the officers speak with the wife, and she says, "Yes, I've been home the entire time, too." But
yeah.
As she's speaking to the officers, mind you, she's licking her fingers. She's licking
dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
There's like you're red on her hands. Ripped.
Yeah, like you have the evidence on your hands still.
Caught peanut-handed.
Peanut-handed. So has the peanut butter, still licking them off of her fingers, as well as the police can smell the intoxication on her breath. So with them doing the investigation, they ask her to blow into the breathalyzer. She blows over a .2, and then she's charged with being a peanut butter bandit.
Okay, my thing is, peanut butter is expensive.
Yes.
I am not about to go buy 30 jars of peanut butter for my mother. Why would I buy it to spread it on some cars?
Mind you,
honestly,
also,
throwing a stone at the cars would have been more cost effective if you're going to go to jail.
I think
anyway.
She bought one family size.
I think
tub
she
of peanut
took
butter.
It from home. Like she got drunk at home. She lived in the apartments next yeah. door. She saw a meeting going on. She got drunk.
Oh, she did it on 30 cars. Okay,
yeah, like she was at home Monday night. Like got drunk at home. Went next door. Was like, "Hey, these people are Trump supporters. I'm going to go spread peanut butter on their car." And
she hits 30 cars. And I think a big takeaway of the story is that none of them were necessarily Trump supporters. I mean,
none of them were Trump supporters. It was not a Trump supporting meeting rally at all. It was just a conference about
conservation.
Yeah, conservation. It had nothing to do with Trump at all. So that's where the lady was mistaken.
But it's weird that she got in so much trouble just for spreading peanut butter on some yeah. cars. People break into cars. People drive on lawns intoxicated and high, right? Like our last story we talked about.
Right.
And he went to jail and stuff too. Now this poor lady's getting in trouble for peanut butter. What's the world coming to?
Well, I think the big thing for both of these people are, despite not necessarily turning out you know, the way they wanted it to, mm-hmm. they were definitely trying, right? Like they were definitely like, oh, no, not her. I guess not as much as him. I'm grouping her in, but she seemed like just very upset. You know, it was just like, oh, I've just had it. You know, this and that.
I'm just going to spread the hate like with some creamy
peanut
butter.
We've all done dumb things drunk, right? Like, it's
yeah. And most of the peanut butter was able, since it was chunky peanut butter, mind you, mm-hmm. it wasn't the creamy, smooth one. It was able to be washed off the cars a lot easier. So it didn't scratch the cars and it do any real damage. And some of the people who had the damage done to them, mm-hmm. they either already left or washed it off themselves before the police even got there. So the woman was never charged. Police records and jail records never show that she made it into the jailhouse, but police definitely went over to her home and complained.
Like, had a talking to with her.
Exactly. Yeah. A verbal warning, put it that way. If you're caught again with peanut butter on your hands.
I just don't even think she deserved a verbal warning. Because people do way worse things to cars.
It's
chunky peanut butter. Come on, I could barely get that on my bread.
Yeah.
No way that she was able to smear this on the car so it would cause any kind of damage.
Right.
I think
that's my opinion.
You know, it'll be a great story to tell. Like, I'm sure we all have like a story of when you drank too much and then you're like,
and then something crazy happens.
Yeah, I yelled at the moon for 10 minutes or something like that.
So we're definitely going to have to cut it to a commercial break, but we'll be right back with some more weird news.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back with weird news. Always keeping it weird for you guys. So we got some more news going on where this is a mishap. Situation, right, Ravina? What did you say?
Yes, it's definitely a weird mishap. So, a Florida woman was accused of robbing a bank, but the weird thing is she may have gotten her father involved in the crime without him knowing. So, let's take it back to when the story first began. So, Chelsea Wilson was arrested on Friday morning after she allegedly robbed a TD Bank on Thursday afternoon. So she got her father involved because Wilson told her father to drive her to the bank because she was going to a job interview. But once she got there, she covered her blonde locks with a red wig, put some sunglasses on, you know, so she changed in front of her father, like, you know, changed up her look a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then she went into the bank and gave them a note saying, give me all your $50 and $100 bills from both your drawers or I will shoot you. Right?
Wow.
And then she exits the bank with $300 and gets in the car, and her dad drives her home. And later when police questioned the father, he thought that the $300 was just an advance that she was getting before she started the job. And yeah, so now that he's an accessory in a crime, but he had no idea because he thought that he was just dropping off for a job interview and then she took out money. What do you guys think about that?
I think that that's...
Is it a planned story or is his father really oblivious?
She is a good one. She's a good one.
Maybe she didn't like her dad and she was like, you know what? We're both going down.
The simple fact that she was able to get away with it so well, like not so well get away with it, but the fact that her dad didn't know anything, she got away with it from him. Like, hey, dad, drop me off at the bank. I have a job interview here. Pick me up after.
Yeah, that's incredibly manipulative.
It's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty smart. Like, you're just telling your, making your dad.
I think there's also, another big key detail in the story.
Mm-hmm.
She's done this four other times.
Yes, she's been a suspect in other bank robberies, right?
She admitted to this being the main perpetrator of all five bank robberies.
So her dad did it four times for her?
I don't know if he did. I think he just did this once. Mm-hmm. I guess she Ubered the other time. But
getting Uber drivers involved now.
I don't know how she did the original four, but she's been doing this five times. She's gotten away with four bank robberies prior to this.
Her dad's probably like, why is she not getting hired at the bank? My poor girl keeps trying.
Also, can I bring up the fact that if you're going into a bank, if you're going to steal money, mm-hmm. this is the place with the most security, right?
Right.
Supposedly.
You only walk out with $300.
That's what I'm saying. That's no money at all. No money at all. You go up to the teller with the note. You say, give me all your 50s and 100s. Why do you care if she gives you 5s, 10s, and 1s? I would take all the money. You risked it that much.
Yeah.
This is why it's important to get an education and do math class.
Maybe she wouldn't have to rob so many different banks if she got it all the first time.
Right? Exactly. That's
$300 here, $300 there. Man, this kid... hard life.
She just had to, you know, stock it up. And the funny thing is apparently in this case, it doesn't say for sure if her dad picked her up or dropped her off. But it does say in the other cases that the car that was ran was registered to her dad. So it's like, was she using his car and other bank robbers? Mm-hmm. And then this one, she wasn't able to get to take his car, so he had to drop her off this time, you know?
Maybe he's like, yeah, I'll drop you off, pick you up, because I have to go play bingo. Mm-hmm.
Wow, 5 interviews in 1 month. You're doing really great.
Right, honey? Like, you're getting all these banks.
I'm so proud of you.
I can't believe this. So have you heard any callbacks yet? Dad.
How do you trust your kids after reading things like this?
They don't. She's in jail.
Yeah, no, she... That's.
She definitely is behind bars in the Broward County Jail.
Oh, that sounds like a mean jail.
Yeah, well, it's in Florida, I believe, so.
Yeah, and she's going to be in jail for a while, especially since, like you said, Jordan, she admitted and was committed in those robberies.
By the way, Fort Lauderdale, my brother lives there.
Oh, maybe he's, you know, been to that bank. Maybe he's there.
I'm going to call him right after the show. Right, and let's ask, find out.
Hey, did you hear about that new robbery?
Did you see that girl Chelsea with the blonde hair?
I just feel so bad for my dad at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he feels so silly for not understanding the signs. Like, if I was in the car with my dad and I put my brown hair in a red wig, he'd be like, where are you going?
I'm sure.
Get back in the car and take your wig off. What are you doing?
I'm sure she put the wig on after the fact. But the simple fact is, why do you go to a job interview with so much stuff on you? Anyways, like, you came with like a wig, a change of clothes. Like, you came with
a bag.
But
when she's getting back out of the bank, I'm assuming she still has like the wig on, right? Because she's just running out. You don't change your hair.
Right. So when she got back in the car,
I'm sure she had like a case or something, and you just put the case, like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to bring this briefcase with my resume and my binders.
But banks all have glass doors. You can see in and they can see out. If somebody was changing their wig or she was running out, you know, I don't know. There's just a lot of flaws in this, her plan, her story. So I kind of think
that
might be involved.
You know, right, it's a possibility.
The fact that it took them 5 banks to finally catch her, and all she took was $300. Like,
and she said that she used the last
grade of a criminal.
This $300 she used for groceries. That was her.
So your dad's not providing you with food either now. So that we see.
Maybe they needed money for grocery.
I don't know.
But you know,
her dad put her up to it, guys. We found out.
You know, maybe I don't want to make any kind of like assumptions here, because right now I just can't help but go, oh, that dad. Like,
yeah, that's so sad.
That's hard to get over, that you just tricked your dad into being an accessory. He could have gone to jail now, you know?
Like, you shouldn't have bought a red wig. You should have just used that money on grocery.
True.
You know, it's not. Grocery in America is not that expensive, and honestly, if you budget, it's very cheap. In Canada, it's $5 for 1 gallon of milk. And cheese, it's like $14 to $15 upwards. Oh. Cheese, milk, and butter is very, very expensive in Canada. And those are like just some basics. But
dairy products, yeah.
You can't get anything for $1, $2, $3. Here, you can go to Winco and get really decent food for the price. So I'm like,
definitely went to the grocery store and went.
Does your
balls
milk-
out.
Does your milk come in bags?
Yeah, yeah, it comes in bags, but Costco doesn't
in
do
bags.
Bags.
It comes in bags.
I see what you did there.
I see you. So we'll be right back with some more weird news.
When we come back, we'll be talking about a friend zone, kind of, find out later on. So see you guys soon.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I'm joined here by myself.
And us, yeah. Jordan here.
I'm Tasia. That's Ravina.
We all just like interning for each other.
Yeah.
We got a great thing going here, guys.
I think so. So I guess we're going to be opening up with, this is my favorite story here, as in...
Why,
is
Jordan? Are you
bizarre.
Here? We go.
Does this happen to you all the time? Are you friend zoned?
Judging you for saying this is your favorite story.
I think it's no. My favorite story would have probably been the dog one, as far as like fun, cute. But this is the most like, oh my god, this is messed up. Discuss
girl,
this in the water. Yeah, girl. That,
girl,
that kind of story.
What, girl?
Talking about girls.
good segue. Good segue. This story is about a woman who was tricked a friend into having sex with her by pretending to be a man. And she is set to appear in court because of this terrible, weird incident.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Using a prosthetic.
Yes. A prosthetic, you know, the next word to that. So she, by using the prosthetic... And by, you know, maybe drawing some facial hair with a Sharpie. I don't know how far that went. But she was just kind of like, hey, what's going on?
Using a deep voice and using a blindfold.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So she'll, like, cover up her victims, like, so they can't see.
Victim sounds harsh, but also accurate. This is just a really messed up story.
Yeah.
Yes. It says that she was a 25-year-old woman convicted. Actually, no, she convinced her friend that she was a man by putting on a deep voice and using a blindfold, like you said, Ravina, across a dozen sexual encounters and during a 2-year relationship. So she probably just catfished these people for a long time. She did.
I'm about to drop a ball on you.
Yes.
And I could be wrong. Correct me if I am.
Yes.
I believe it's the same person for 2 years, like just this one person.
Yeah.
Which is, oh my God, she was apparently at all times when they were together, she had to put the blindfold on, even if they were sunbathing or watching a movie together at her flat.
And what's weird is, like, how do you be with someone for so long and not realize that they're not real? They were your friend that wasn't a man.
I don't know. I feel like this is one of those things where it's like, maybe it's like what you're into kind of thing, you know, like, oh, it's a kinky thing. I like blindfolds. They respect that. So I don't know if that's where a lot of this came from. But apparently this went on for 2 years of them just, I guess, casually dating without realizing it was a female. She took her blindfold off during sex and realized that's a woman with a strap on right now.
Right? Right. That's the crazy part.
That's the worst time to, like, realize what's happening.
But obviously this girl, the woman doing this, knew that there could be consequences because it's really easy to remove a blindfold.
Thank you.
At any time, right? So for 2 years, she got away with it. I don't even know how, like you guys were saying, that she did not think anything else, did not ever want to take the blindfold off. But... maybe she kind of had a weird suspicion of what was going on and she didn't want to own up to it. I'm sure you could tell the difference between...
Yeah, maybe she just wasn't comfortable enough technically with her partner, who she was thinking was her partner. So she wasn't comfortable enough to just let that person know, like, hey, you know, what's going on with your face? And, you know,
it's very
feels
smooth.
A little fake down
yeah.
there, you know? So
yeah,
it wasn't the comfortable conversation until things got probably a little more weird. And then it was like, hey... who
but
are
you? I feel
you?
Like if you're at that stage in your relationship, you're at some
know.
Kind of a comfort level and you should know what.
And that's what the, you know, the girl, the accusee, you know, who's
is saying too.
She's Gail Newland.
Herself.
So she was saying that Miss Gail, that she knew the entire time that this was just a thing. They weren't very comfortable with each other's sexuality and this is them dealing with it. It was kind of a pretend thing. But the judge said that she, you know, he kind of described her as high obsessional, highly manipulative, deceitful, scheming, and thoroughly determined young woman. So thoroughly determined young woman is like a very British way to end something that's like negative. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's saying that, like, of course she's saying that. She seems very like a mastermind kind of, you know, person.
I would never be in a relationship with someone who would make me wear a blindfold every time I was with them.
Yeah.
And then she never found out that it was her friend until she was having sexual intercourse with this person and then took her blindfold off during sex.
Like, not even the first sexual intercourse. Like,
it was after the 12.
It's been happening.
2 years later, over 12 times of having sex with each other, and then like, hey, you know, let me take my blindfold off this time. I want to see what you really look like.
And I guess the way I see it is like, maybe that's just what she's into, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, blindfolds. We can meet up, but we have to be blinded the entire time, you know? And maybe she even thought like, oh, she has a blindfold too. Or, you know, he has a blindfold too.
Yeah, maybe, like you say, Ravine, maybe this is just some kinky thing they wanted to get into.
No, and I just think that, I don't know. Like, I can't believe it is mind blowing.
So this woman who did this crazy, weird charge, mm-hmm. Gail Newland, she is trying to appeal her conviction for 3 counts of sexual assault and an 8-year prison sentence. Wow. The sad part is it was her friend. So mind you, your friend was really in love with you, and she just really wanted to be loved and.
I didn't look at that aspect of it. That's very true.
Yeah, you know, she
true.
Wanted to love you in the way that you wanted to be loved. And she wasn't able, even though she was a little obsessive in ways, she just wasn't able to let you know I love you.
No, but that's even weirder. That's your friend. Usually friends know their friend's schedules. They know what they're doing. They know what their voices sound like. Mm-hmm. They can decipher their personality. If this is your friend, you should have known it was your friend if it was really your friend.
I guess that really does play into what the judge said that, you know, she is manipulative. She's, you know, very deviant, you know, kind of thing like that. Because
but do you guys see
that does take a lot of skill to know someone for 2 years and juggle 2 relationships
with the same person
without realizing that, oh, my God, that Mike is actually Jill, you know. Maybe I don't know, but
some weird news,
if you're the person that like has a problem with it, you wouldn't be the only person. Actually, there's this outrage that sparked from it where people think that her prison sentence shouldn't be that long. They've even signed a petition that's gotten up to 1,500 people saying, hey, come on now.
I agree. It shouldn't be that long.
If the friend was lesbian, but she never wanted to admit it, so she never really cared to know. So I think she did have an idea. And now, obviously, to her family, maybe she didn't want to come out to them. So now she's acting like it's an assault.
Ravina's a detective over here.
Yeah.
So there's so many different factors that play into the story from the friend's perspective. Maybe she is the real, like, the real mastermind.
I feel like after 2 years of tricking somebody, like, you seem kind of like a bad person in my eyes. You know, like, that's messed
up. Oh, for sure. I don't agree with what she did, but...
I think she
something's fishy in this water.
But this is going to have to cut it to the end of our Golden State Media Concepts Weird News podcast.
Okay. This one was fun. It happened so quick. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed our show for today. You can find this episode as well as previous episodes on our network website, GSMCpodcast.com, as well as Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes. You can like us on Facebook as well as follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it all.
Yes, and we'll catch you guys later. Have a good day.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.